101.5 FM. We would be so awesome.
We would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be really awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to another edition of On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming, tell all your friends, streaming at WMFO.org. Yeah, Wednesdays. Okay, we have a gorgeous June, late June summer evening going on. We have not exactly a band for you this evening, but a few friends stopping by to say hi, play some songs, perhaps. It's going to be fun. And of course, you know, a zillion and one tunes here that we have at the station. So it's going to be 3 hours of good time rock and roll music, Boston style. So we're going to kick it right off because that's why we're all here, right? A couple of weeks ago, Buffalo Tom played basically like their annual show. They have like a, sometimes, well, pretty much every year, June, July timeframe. They have a big show like at the Paradise. And I went to see it a couple of weeks ago. It was awesome. So we're going to kick off a nice summery song by Buffalo Tom.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You have it right there. Full Body Anchor, as recorded right here in Studio D. That's their song Catch Release, coming off of the double CD that we put out a couple of years ago called Live from Studio D, the very best of On the Town with Mikey D. Still for sale. You can get your own copy. And there's like a gajillion songs on this thing. It's awesome. Before Full Body Anchor, we heard the Dam Builders with Smell, coming off of Jailbreak 94. Take a guess at when that was recorded. Before that was Idle Pilot with Questionable Status, coming off of their CD, You Are Presently Looking Upwards, on Ocelot Records. And we started the show off with Sunflower Suit by Buffalo Tom, their first album released in 1988. I know, but it's an awesome song. It totally, like, you would never know that it's that old, right? Because it's awesome. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Next up, I want to play some Trinary System. They are going to be playing on Saturday at Once with Mini Beast, and I forget who else. Wait a minute.
I'll tell you.
Paula will tell us later on in her concert report, because she has all the infos, all of them. Every bit of info, she has it. But anyway, we're going to hear some Trinary System now, because that's what I want to hear. Their EP, I guess, is called Amplify the Amplifiers. I'm going to assume you can pick it up on Saturday. Yeah. So take a listen to Chemical Stew.
Can you take a tip from you? Good,
is back again. She is not my friend. I'm lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal. Sleeping to kind of ghost in the race. Feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone again. We'll never. Like a down one wanna be. When did I become such a fragile flower? You're looking like a man with too much power. It's a welfare state, and I always take the bait.
You do, no matter what.
Yes, that beautiful crackle you're hearing right now is beautiful. That is the crackle of vinyl. It's a 45. And that was The Fools doing Talk to Loretta. Polly, you're not on. Hold on. What? There you go. Hi.
Hi. That was Talk to Loretta?
Well, you're thinking of The Liars?
No, I was thinking of The Nervous Eaters.
The Nervous Eaters, sorry.
Yeah.
But see? See?
What's happening here? That's weird.
So, I think actually we played Tell Me You Love Me, but that's not what the side of the record said. So, either way,
I was just
fine.
In shock.
I know. Yeah, so.
Hearing that.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, look, The Fools.
They have it was stuff. Great.
Before that, we heard Hi Brazil with Smile and Smile and Smile coming off of Friendly Destroyer. I was having a mild heart attack that was released back in 1999. So I had to play something even older by The Fools, which was released in 1981. We got it all here at the station.
Wow. Yeah, that was great.
Before that was Miss America by Ruby Rose Fox, coming off of her latest release, Domestic. Because as you all know, it's 4th of July weekend coming up rapidly. So that seemed somewhat appropriate. We started this whole set off with Trinary System with Chemical Stew. Trinary System playing at once on Saturday. Hooray. Go.
Hooray.
I mean, go. It's going to be awesome.
I'll be there.
Good. I think I'll be there too.
Yay. I'll see you there.
All right.
Uh-oh.
So Paula has some important news for us all.
Yes, I do. This is a grill safety public service announcement. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it, and don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended.
Seriously.
If you observe smoke coming from a porch or a building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
That's right. That is right. And I confirmed. We did play Tell Me You Love Me by The Fools.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See, because I was like not paying attention.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay. It's all right. It's fine.
That's the heck?
That's you, Miss
right.
Dingy Ding.
I'm turning you all off.
Miss Dingy. So, yes.
Okay.
Let's see. So, we got to play some more music now. We do. That's what we got to do.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm not sure what we're going to play, though, because then we began talking.
I had a couple of requests.
You did kind of throw some stuff at me.
I did. I threw a couple of things at you.
Here's the thing I was going to play. I wanted to hear some Sidewalk Driver.
Oh, there you go.
So I actually went and found that CD.
Excellent choice.
Putting this all back together, like when we leave tonight, is going to be terrible.
Did you leave them sticking out?
No, of course not. I never do that. That's like ridiculous. I never do that.
Joel taught me that trick, and I have to tell you, at 12 o'clock tonight, you're going to wish that you had.
Pretty much.
Right?
I'll be like, wah. Yeah. Oh, I can't find where this goes.
I can't find him anyways. I cannot see.
Yep. So let's continue our little dance party up here.
Right on.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO FM. This is Sidewalk Driver with Jenny Don't Really Like the Boys.
Jenny is a watchdog. Jenny is a burglar. Jenny is a make up your mind. But whatever she decides, I badly abide. 'Cause I've been looking for you, Jenny, all of my life. And I've got the scissors, baby, I got the knife. Jenny, Jenny don't really like the boys. Jenny, Jenny don't like the girls. Well, I gotta love them, make it so.
Blissed out. You got me down on my knees. Then I get just a little bit, little bit, little bit. shaking.
You know when you're pushing the little button and it does not play?
For the fix, they gave me symptoms and side effects. Yet still it was quick, and I don't know what I found in there. Just more of the same, not an answer in a bottle, but a scapegoat to blame. Looking just too close to find any empty design. It's just too noisy and hectic. The proper frequency, strip it down until it's clean, just like its photo. Electric, yeah.
Yep, we are digging deep into the library. So last week I had some old roommates that were in town from Taipei and they wanted to get all the house back together. So we did, and we hung out and we all caught up with each other, and it was really sweet. And one of the bands, well, one of the housemates' bands was called Lurking About, and that was Lurking About with their song Eyelids. We have their 45 still here in the station. It's a cool like jacket cover and stuff. It's really nice. So sorry, gang, I didn't really give you a whole lot of heads up, but that's what happened. We played it. It was pretty fun. Before that, we heard The Digs with Photoelectric coming off of Manic. Before that was Mike Gent with Taking a Grass Bath coming off of Rapid Shave. And he's playing where, Paula, on Tuesday? He's playing at Toad on Tuesday. You guys need post 4th of July activities. That'd be the place to go. We heard from The Pills before Mike Gent with Call Me If There's Any Change, coming off of Wide Awake with The Pills. Oh my God, when the CD came out, I could not stop playing it. Oh my God. So go look for that one. And we started off the set with Sidewalk Driver with Jenny Don't Really Like The Boys, because she doesn't. Cool. So we have some friends visiting. Yay! This is Field Day has come in to talk to us about some brand new recordings that they did.
Half of Field Day came in.
Some of Field Day. Enough of Field Day. Half a day.
And we have a good luck charm belonging to
12
one of the
hours of Field Day is here.
Perfect. Yay. And yes, we have like artifacts from the last time you were here that are still floating around, so that's good. You can gather that. So tell me about the little three songs that you brought in.
Where to begin?
Middle.
It's called the Woolly Mammoth Sessions, because we recorded them at Woolly Mammoth Studios.
With Sir Dave Minahan, who was amazing to work with.
Legendary Dave Minahan from the neighborhoods. It was wonderful working with him. It was great working at Woolly Mammoth, which is just, it's like going down the rabbit hole. I don't know if you've ever been there, but this is just, it's like this enchanted, it's just this enchanted studio.
It's like the Museum of Cool Stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we had a great time there, and we bashed out three songs, and we're pretty happy with them, right, Dan?
Yeah, which is, that's saying something.
I know.
No one's complaining, no one's wanting.
It's hard to be happy.
It really is.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I am joined by half of Field Day, the good half. I'm only kidding.
The half
only
that was kidding. Available.
Exactly. The half that was available. And they brought in three brand new songs. Why don't we play one, and then we can come back and talk some more.
Great.
What do you suggest?
Let's start at the top with Finished With You.
Excellent. So this is Finished With You by Field Day.